Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. From epic tales of Charlemagne's knights to sonnets drenched in lovers' tears, the act of singing poetry is central to many early music traditions, both improvised and on the page. The performance of verse to instrumental accompaniment is common worldwide and likely as old as musical culture itself. In early modern Europe, song composition was closely tied to the literary trends of its day. This hour on Harmonia, we'll hear musical manifestations of poetry ranging from antiquity to the 17th century. Plus, on our featured recording, the medieval music ensemble Concordian Dawn sings us songs of fate, fortune, and love. Singer Pur with Adrian Willard's five voice setting of Francesco Petrarca's sonnet Più volte già dal bel sembiante humano, many times now her beauty seeming kind. Canzoniere 170 from among the Petrarcan madrigals in the second part of Willard's 1559 collection Musica Nova. Lots of what we think of as old poetry was meant to be sung. As with music, the difficulty in studying early performance traditions is that so much of it was an unwritten tradition. What has reached us is often skewed in its translation to written language over the years. The Iliad, the ancient Greek epic among the earliest examples of European literature, is more likely a snapshot of material in the repertoire of Ionian rhapsodes or poets than the creation of a single author. Modern scholars have interpreted this ancient material in a number of ways. Here's a short sample from classicist Stefan Hagel of the Austrian Academy of Sciences, who's using poetic meter along with the intonation and accent structure of ancient Greek to inform his reconstructions of Homeric singing. That was scholar Stefan Hagel singing the opening of the Iliad to the Phorminx, a four-string lyre, an example of a modern reconstruction of Homeric singing. Middle Eastern literary traditions also feature plenty of sung poetry. In fact, medieval Arab scholars had better access to ancient Greek texts than their Western European counterparts. Siryab, perhaps the most famous musician of the medieval Islamic Mediterranean, worked in Abbasid, Iraq, as well as Al-Andalus. A true influencer at the Umayyad court in Cordoba, Siryab is remembered as much for his contributions to fashion and cuisine as music and poetry. He is credited with adding a fifth course or pair of strings to the oud, the instrument that became the lute as it spread into Europe. Though Ziryab's performances survive in description only, he shaped the Andalusian traditions that we hear in medieval Spanish music, as well as contemporary North Africa. Certain makamat, or modes used in Arab music, are said to have been introduced to Iberia by Ziryab in the 9th century.
Thank you.
Ziryab by Raul Mayavi Barrena, directing Musica Ficta and Ensemble Fondegara. The Muwashaha and Zajal are commonly used Arab poetic forms with origins in medieval Iberia. The Muwashaha is composed in classical Arabic, while the Zajal is vernacular, more improvisatory, and involves dialogue between two poets or a choral refrain. We'll hear the Muwasha Adir Lana Aqwab, Pass to Us the Cups, a poem by Ibn Baqi, who lived in Al-Andalus 3 centuries after Ziryab. Adir Lana Aqwab, or Pass to Us the Cups, a 12th century Andalusian poem called a Muwasha, performed by Ensemble Galatia. Next, we'll hear a Galician Portuguese text in the form of a Zajal from the Cantigas de Santa Maria associated with King Alfonso X of Castile.
Pero que seja a gente do grande. Credes tú
Cantiga 181, the 13th century poem Pero que seja gente, which narrates the victory of King Abu Yusuf in Marrakesh against an invading force in which he was miraculously assisted by a banner of the Virgin Mary, who, quote, helps her friends, as the lyrics say, even if they may be of another faith. Sung by Rocio de Frutos with Raúl Mayavibarrena, Música Ficta, and Ensemble Fontegara. Still in the 13th century, but a bit further north, scribes in Iceland compiled two volumes of Norse mythology known as Edda. These give us a glimpse into the type of epic sung by Icelandic bards going back to the Viking era.
Oh! я скал, весту, вей блота скал, весту, вей сенна скал, весту, вей соа скал. Петра обедит, ein Seof blotit, eis til gildis gjöf. Betra osend, ein Seof soit. Svathundrum reist för thjóðarök, þar han uppum reis, han aftur of kom.
Benjamin Bagby performing a piece whose title translates to Odin's Rune Verses, sung to Bagby's medieval lyre. We have many medieval lyric texts from what is now France, the courtly love poetry sung by troubadours in the south and trouvères in the north. What survives is transcribed in costly illuminated manuscripts, and only a few of these include music notation. Troubadour poetry appears from the late 11th century and is composed in Old Occitan, the literary language of medieval Provence. These practices reached northern France slightly later, where trouvères sang their lyric in northern French dialects.
Good.
13th century French trouvère Gautier d'Espinal's poem C'est par force de merci, by the power of mercy, arranged by Anne Azéma and performed by Ensemble Azéman. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're exploring musical forms of poetry this hour. Few song manuscripts survive from 14th and 15th century Italy relative to other European cultural centers. This led some scholars to theorize that Italy experienced a musical dark age at the time, but more recent study has revealed that this couldn't be further from the truth. It just so happens that the most popular styles, even those enjoyed by elite patrons like Lorenzo de' Medici, belonged to oral traditions.
Crudel novella ti rapporto, Orfeo, che tua ninfa bellissima è defunta. Ella fuggiva l'amante Aristeo, ma quando fu sovra la riva giunta da un serpente venenoso e reo ch'era fra l'erbe e i fior, nel pie fu punta. E fu tanto possente e crudo il morso ch'ad un tratto finì la vita e il corso. Dunque piangiamo, o sconsolata lira, che più non si conviene l'usato canto, piangiamo, mentre che il cielo nei poli aggira. Dolor tanto, Euridice mia bella, o vita mia, senza te non convien che in vita stia. Andar convien alle tartare porte e provare se laggiù merze sempetra, forse che svolgerem la dura sorte con lacrimosi versi o dolce cetra. Forse ne diverrà pietosa morte, che già cantando abbiamo mosso una pietra, la cervia e il tigre insieme avemo accolti e tirate le selve e fiumi svolti. Pietà, pietà del misero amatore, pietà vi prenda, o spiriti infernali, qua giù m'ha scorto solamente amore, volato son qua giù con le sue ali. Posa, Cerbero, posa il tuo furore, che quando intenderai tutti i miei mali, non solamente tu piangerai meco, ma qualunque qua giù nel mondo cieco. Non bisogna per me furie mucchiare, non bisogna arricciar tanti serpenti. Se voi sapessi le mie doglie amare, faresti compagnia ai miei lamenti. Lasciate questo miserel passare, il ciel nemico e tutti gli elementi, che vien per impetrar merzè da morte, dunque gli aprite le ferrate porte.
That was Dunque Piangiamo, o Sconsolata Lira, Then Let Us Weep, Disconsolate Lyre, as reconstructed by Le Miroir de Musique and sung by Giovanni Cantarini with Romain Baptiste on Lira di Braccio. These verses were sung by the character of Orpheus in Poliziano's Fabula d'Orfeo, a banquet entertainment given in Mantua during Carnival of 1480. Though no music was written down, descriptions of the event praised the performance of Baccio Ugolini, a Florentine diplomat who sang to his lira di braccio in the role of Orpheus. Even as music printing technology developed in the 16th century, singing poetry outside of individual compositions remained a popular entertainment. When Ottaviano Petrucci published his fourth song collection in 1505, he included a number of musical formulas for poems of specific types, including sonnets, capitoli, and Latin verse. Thank you. was A Way of Singing Latin Verses by Antonio Caprioli in Petrucci's fourth book of Fratole, set with Virgil's Ut vidi ut peri. The ensemble Daedalus performed, directed by Roberto Festa. The Materia de Francia, or Matter of Musical Manifestations of the Poetry of France, was a common subject of epic verse in Italy and beyond. Set during the Crusades, these stories narrate the fantastical adventures of Charlemagne's knights, most famously Orlando. These poems were traditionally improvised by canterini, itinerant poet-singers who entertained in public squares and at private events. Written versions, especially Ludovico Ariosto's Orlando Furioso, became popular during the 16th century. In 1561, Jacquet de Berchem published polyphonic settings of 91 stanzas from this work. The first ottava, or eight-line stanza, of Ariosto's Orlando Furioso, set by 16th-century Franco-Flemish composer Jacquet de Berchem and performed by the ensemble Daedalus with Roberto Festa. Claudio Monteverdi famously drew criticism due to his expressive use of dissonance in madrigals of his fifth book. In response, he coined the term seconda pratica, second practice, to describe composition that prioritized textual expression over theoretical rules.
Thank you.
La Veneziana with Cruda Amarilli, Cruel Amaryllis, Claudio Monteverdi's setting from Act 1, Scene 2 of Battista Guarini's pastoral tragicomedy Il Pastor Fido, from the fifth book of madrigals, published 1605. Our featured release this hour comes to us from Concordian Dawn Ensemble for Medieval Music. Their 2021 album Fortuna Antiqua et Ultra collects songs of fate, fortune, and fin amour, from the troubadours through Guillaume Dufay. Led by tenor and harpist Christopher Preston Thompson, Concordian Dawn specializes in 12th through 14th century vocal music, striving to make the social, philosophical themes of medieval texts accessible to modern audiences. Troubadour Gautselm Feiditz's Jamais rien tal ne pourra faire amour, performed by Karen Weston, soprano, and Niccolo Seligman, viol, on our featured recording by Concordian Dawn. A number of tracks on Fortuna Antiqua et Ultra feature songs from longer narrative texts, including the Roman de Fauvel and Guillaume de Machaut's Remède de Fortune. A combination of narrative and lyric poetry, the protagonist of Machaut's Remède is a lovesick poet guided by an allegory of hope. Machaut included 7 songs with musical notation that illustrate the poet's growth over the course of the tale. The rondeau Dame, mon cœur en vous remet is the lover's final composition.
Oh.
Guillaume de Machaut's Dama mon coeur en vous remet, Lady, My Heart Remains in You, performed by Concordia and Dawn on their 2021 MSR Classics release, Fortuna Antiqua et Ultra, Medieval Songs of Fate, Fortune, and Fin Amour. Rondeaux like this one, along with the virelet and ballade, constitute the form fixe of French lyric poetry, those most commonly set to music in the 14th and 15th centuries. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Chelsea Belt. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.